Good morning, it's 7:06. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us on the line is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Albany Times-Union. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Ian. How you doing?
Doing well, but crops around the region might not be.
That's right. A federal crop and progress and condition report that was issued Monday by the U.S. Department of Agriculture for our region in the Capital District and surrounding areas says that the fruit crops have been heavily damaged, and it may mean that it's going to cost a lot. There's not going to be a lot of fruit available at the end of this season. Now, part of it has been the heat and lack of rain, but it's also been a early frost back in the spring after the buds had started to come out. And there was also a big hailstorm a few weeks ago, and that has damaged a lot of apples and a lot of peaches. The next week or two will make or break the season, according to a spokesman for the New York Farm Bureau. They say that corn's not doing well, and they were hoping for a good sustained rain, so maybe last night's rain might be good, but it'll be known in a couple of weeks whether that works. But our business editor, Eric Anderson, spoke to a local orchard operator in Half Moon, Larry DeVoe, who said that they think they may have lost as much as 70% of the apple crop. And it's also going to hurt peaches and sweet cherries and other fruits. So it could be more cost at the end of the season and not too many fruits and vegetables available.
Let's switch gears and talk about the Len Rock Mansion and a court case stemming from a slavery charge there being thrown out.
Well, it was a pretty high-profile case in federal court back in February when Annie George was accused by federal prosecutors of harboring an illegal immigrant for her financial gain. And this was all supposedly taking place in her 30,000-square-foot mansion in Rexford, which is in southern Saratoga County, and at other family homes. And the prosecutors accused her of confining a servant from India in her homes and forcing the woman to cook, clean, and watch George's six children, often from dawn until dusk, 7 days a week. Well, the case came up in U.S. District Court on Monday, and U.S. Judge Gary Sharp threw out the case, citing the government's failure to bring a trial within 70 days. It's a violation of the Speedy Trial Act. If George had been found guilty, she may have been forced to forfeit the Rexford Castle to the government. Now, back in February, during her arrest, it was a very high-profile case. Her attorney denied the charges and was happy yesterday, but the U.S. attorney in the case did, while conceding that he had not filed the charges within 70 days, he had asked the judge to dismiss the case without prejudice so he can be prosecuted easily, and that decision has yet to be made, so there may be another case against George.
For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. We've been speaking with Times Union Associate Editor Mike Spain, as we do each Tuesday. Mike, always a pleasure when I get to catch up with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ian.